what came out of that was actually one of the most powerful times was around the table eating. We kind of felt actually there was something of God that we almost missed out on in kind of normal church life, that we discovered while we were just eating food and enjoying one another's company. And it was amazing to see the gifts that came out around those tables, that people were sharing things that perhaps wouldn't they wouldn't have the chance to share from the pulpit. They don't maybe not have a microphone in their hands, but people carry real wisdom, and it seemed that those gifts and that wisdom was shared over in the context of a table and a meal. And so that kind of got me thinking about, well, actually, it seems to me that a lot of Jesus's ministry happened around tables and with food, and so did a lot of the early church happen with food around tables. And so we thought we would give it a go, bit of an experiment, and we thought maybe once a month when we have communion that we'd also just have food together and just see how it goes. And if we think it's working and it's cool, then let me know. If you think, John, what on earth are you doing? This is terrible. Then also please let me know and we won't do it. But we wanted to give it a go because it just felt like something exciting and something that we felt God was saying to us as a leadership team. So what we're going to do is I'm just going to speak briefly from a bit of the Bible. Then we'll have about 15 minutes, just in case you said 50, 15 minutes to eat, to drink, to talk to one another, to introduce yourself to one another if you don't know each other. There are conversation cards on your table to help if you're struggling with conversation. You think, what can I talk about? Well, there are questions about the things that I'm going to be speaking about. If you just want to talk about, you know, how your week's been, that's totally cool as well. The idea is just to kind of enjoy one another and find God in community and being together. That's the idea. So I'm going to speak just for a few moments and then we can eat. And then we'll finish by having communion together. So we're in the middle of a series looking at Matthew and life with Jesus, life with the disciples, and I guess we're looking at the times that Jesus just met with ordinary people and kind of did the most amazing things. We've looked at Jesus healing the man with leprosy. We looked last week at the faith of the centurion, and today we're just looking at Matthew 8:23-27, which is Jesus calming the storm. A brilliant story. I'm a children's minister, and I probably tell this story at least once a month, maybe not that, but it's one of those stories that is just amazing, just brilliant, and I love it. I'm going to read it to you. It says this: "Then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, 'Lord, save us. We're going to drown.' He replied, 'You of little faith, why are you so afraid?' Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, 'What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him.'" Such an amazing story. And just before Jesus, this happens, people are saying to Jesus, "Hey, we want to follow you." And Jesus is like, "Sure, come and follow me." But He says, foxes and have dens, birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then another disciple says, Lord, I want to follow you, but first let me bury my father. And Jesus says, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. I like that at the beginning of the story, it says, then he got into the boat, and it says, and his disciples followed him. They followed him into the boat. They followed him into the unknown. And I sometimes think that following Jesus is a bit of an adventure. It's a bit, sometimes a bit scary and a bit, oh, I'm not quite sure what's going to happen. And it's funny that they followed Jesus into a boat and then into a storm. Following Jesus sometimes isn't easy. It's good. It's exciting. But it doesn't mean that we won't hit storms. It doesn't mean that everything's going to be hunky-dory. I was so challenged the other day, before the weekend away, that I've got a new neighbour. I have a new neighbour below me. And I kind of felt I should go and introduce myself to my neighbour. But I am, believe it or not, quite a shy person. So I kind of really didn't want to at the same time. I was like, I really know that I really should go and say hello to this man. But at the same time, we don't want to. And then kind of praying it through, I really felt, you know, not only do I feel I should, I kind of feel actually God's prompting me to go and say hello to this man downstairs. So what I did is I went and brought him a bottle of wine. And then I chickened out. And so for a couple of weeks, I had a bottle of wine on my kitchen table. And then we went to the weekend away, and it was all about going to see your neighbours and you know, reaching out to people around you. I was like, oh, goodness, great. Conviction. So I kind of felt, again, goodness, this is really kind of God. But what was cool about it is I didn't feel any sense of obligation from God about going and doing this. I felt that he was like this, he is joyfully inviting me to do this. And when I do it, there's life and on the other side of it, although it seems scary. So I managed, what was amazing is I bumped into him the day after and just said hello, so I got that out of the way. And then today, because I thought, I've got to do it because I've got to preach. No. I didn't think that. I went and knocked on his door, and I gave him, I said, Lee, his name is, I bought this a few ages ago, I just wanted to welcome you, and he was like, oh, you know, it meant lots to him, and we had a great chat, and I was able to say that I come here, I work here, and it was just great. And he was obviously struggling with some kind of DIY and was quite stressed, so I said, why don't you crack it open, you know. And it was just so cool. So following Jesus isn't always comfortable, but there's always life on the other side. There's always something powerful on the other side. So at the beginning of this story, the disciples simply followed him. And then you get this bit with Jesus being asleep, and they wake him up, and the disciples wake him up saying, Lord, save us, we're going to drown. And he replies, you have little faith, why are you so afraid? And he gets up and he rebukes the winds and the waves, and it's completely calm. It's such an amazing picture of the power of God and the peace of God. What I love about this, though, is so often you hear that this kind of idea of faith, and you know, have we got enough faith? What I love about this story that it's the faith of Jesus that calms the storm, and not the faith of the disciples. It's the faith of Jesus. And I think the disciples did exactly the right thing. They went to Jesus, and it was his faith that calmed the storm. And I think from Jesus we get a hint that, hey, maybe through me, through my faith, you could also calm the storm. But that is all sourced in his faith. I've just been reading quite a lot from the letters that Paul wrote, and I'm loving Galatians, and there's an amazing bit in Galatians where it says this. This is a slightly different translation. It's the Passion Translation, and kind of a lot of newer translations are translating faith in the Son of God as faith of the Son of God. And this is Paul. He says this in Galatians 2:20. My real life is in Christ. We live in union as one. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God, who loves me so much that he gave himself for me and dispenses his life into mine. It's by his faith and his faithfulness that Paul says he lives. I live by the faithfulness, another translation says. I live by the faithfulness of Christ. I love it that it's God that supplies faith. The gospel doesn't demand faith. It supplies faith. Faith is simply resting in the power and the faith that Jesus has. And so I find that extremely comforting, that when we hit the storms, that it's not our faith that we're counting on, but it's leaning and trusting in the faith and the faithfulness of Jesus. Faith is a gift from God. That's it. That's all I wanted to say. So, dig in. Enjoy food. If you, you know, just feel free just to get to know one another. There are questions there if you want to chat about what we've spoken about. And also, the last question is, how can I pray for you? So if you want to pray for one another, then go for it as well. So we'll do that for 15 minutes, and then we'll have communion together. So enjoy.